You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle, it's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis, because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful grounding retreat, with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind, and you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of Dark Realms. Now, of course, those watching this on YouTube will know already, but this is the first video edition of Dark Realms for Season 22. And if you're listening in audio, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal and you will find this video with me presenting it right there. Now, the dark realm that we're going to venture into today is from one of our listeners, Kaylee. And at first I was a bit unsure about covering it, but from reading about this place, I decided this was a definite dark realm to dive into. As ever, a huge thank you to everyone in our community over at Patreon. You literally keep the show going. And with our new changes we're implementing from the start of December, you can go over there, join the lowest tier, and receive every episode ad-free. And believe me, at this time of year, I know full well just how full all podcasts get with adverts. So for less than a coffee a month, you can get ad-free access. There are two other tiers. One, you can get early ad-free access to everything on the main feed. And finally, the highest tier, where you also get, on top of those, an additional episode named Dark Bites each and every week of the year. That's 52 times a year, without fail, every Sunday, which covers all of the stories which we can't cover on the main feed. So if you'd like to treat yourself before everyone else around this time of year, go to the show notes and there's a link for a free week trial at the highest tier so you can check it out. But on to today's Dark Realm. And today's Dark Realm is the haunted Hawthorne Hotel in Salem. It's a very elegant hotel with a long, long history and memory. The Hawthorne in Salem, Massachusetts, opened its doors in 1925. Built on land with centuries of tangled history, before the hotel stood there, the site held old merchant buildings, a meeting house for sea captains, And if local legend is to be believed, land once linked to some of Salem's darkest chapters. The building quickly became known for its grand architecture, celebrity guests. But over the decades, whispers of strange activity have only grown louder. Guests talk of flickering lights, cold spots, hands tugging at the blankets, figures in hallways. Though the management always shrugs off these rumours, the people who stay there tell a very different story entirely. And today, we're going to cover three of the most terrifying spirits said to reside in the beautiful Hawthorne Hotel. Each with their own unsettling legend, their own dark history, and at least one eyewitness who insists this haunting is real. And we begin with the witch's ghost, Bridget Bishop's lingering curse. One of the most famous legends around this hotel is the haunting to Bridget Bishop, the first woman executed during the Salem witch trials in 1692. Although history places her orchid nearby rather than directly beneath the hotel, many locals believe her spirit drifted to this ground long before Hawthorne was built. Guests often describe the sudden scent of fresh apples moving through empty corridors, a smell inexplicable and out of place. Some have even claimed to see a woman in colonial-era dress, gliding past the stairwell before melting into the shadows. But the most disturbing encounter came from one guest who said, "I dreamt about an old woman, a witch, flying around the room, screaming and pulling off our blankets." The very next day, the face of that witch from that dream was in the doorframe of a photo I took of my partner. She had no idea the hotel was rumored to be haunted. That's until after the experience. Others report walking into sudden waves of heat followed by sudden blasts of cold, as though something angry or tormented is moving through the room or through them. Many believe Bridget's ghost is not peaceful, that she's still seeking recognition, justice, maybe even revenge, for the horror of her execution during the witch trials. Next, we have the woman in white, the bride of sorrow on the sixth floor. Now, the sixth floor of the Hawthorne Hotel is notorious, especially room 612. A ghostly woman in a long white dress is often seen wandering the corridor, seemingly confused or distressed, before she vanishes without a sound. Housekeepers have reported feeling watched, being touched, or getting a sudden chill in a hallway. And many refuse to clean room 612 alone. A long-circulated legend, unverified but deeply rooted in local lore, claims that decades ago a young bride checked into the hotel with her two children. Overcome by heartbreak after a devastating personal tragedy, she is believed to have taken her own life. And theirs. Many think she is the woman in white. One guest described a chilling sight. They quote, "A woman in early 1900s clothing sat in the chair by the window looking out to the common. When I turned on the light, she simply disappeared." Her daughter saw the same apparition. Guests in 612 reportedly have had their hair tugged, felt cold fingers brushing their skin, or heard someone whispering their name when no one is there in their ear. The most terrifying incident occurred when an entire floor of guests, dozens of people, experienced the same thing. A gut-wrenching scream in the middle of the night. Everyone came out into the hallway asking, "Has anyone else heard this?" And everyone had, although no earthly source was found. Now, whether she is a guardian, a victim, or just an echo of tragedy, the woman in white is considered one of the most disturbing presences in the Hawthorne Hotel. Lastly, we'll take a look at the crying child.
the small, restless spirit of Room 325. Now, Room 325 is widely believed to be the most haunted room in the entire building. The spirit that's there is said to be that of a young child, possibly an infant, maybe a toddler. And it's said to be in its presence feels both heartbreaking and absolutely terrifying. Guests will regularly report being woken by the sound of a baby crying, sometimes for several minutes at a time. Parents will even mention that their own children have heard it too, although there would be no babies in the nearby rooms. Then come the physical sensations, the physical phenomena, disturbances. Bathroom taps turning themselves on, lights flickering on and off, blankets ripped off people in the middle of the night. The heavy impression of someone sat at the foot of the bed. Tiny handprints appearing on walls that had been cleaned just hours earlier. One family said, when we returned to our room, small fingerprints had appeared on the bedroom wall. We left earlier than planned.
The countdown is on, holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait, because the most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now's the perfect time to cross those names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists, small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I've just seen this amazing handmade wooden gramophone speaker for your smartphone, and I'm really tempted just to click buy for me. But Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Mums and dads, kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Of course, many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And remember, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. And they've donated over $3.1 million to date. So don't wait, cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels. With over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Another guest, staying in a different room, woke to see what looked like two small girls stood silently in the corner, only to disappear when he blinked. Of course, who this child or these children are may be a mystery that remains. Some believe they're tied to the legend of the Sorrowful Bride. Others believe the spirits predate the hotel. But everyone agrees, the activity surrounding this ghost is some of the hotel's most active and most disturbing. One witness, who goes by the name of Sam, says he took his grandmother there for a visit, a nice little weekend away. His grandmother screamed from the bathroom, and when he went into the bathroom, he found her stirring in absolute fear and shock, hand over her mouth, staring at an empty bathtub. He asks her, "Why are you screaming at an empty bathtub?" And she looked at him, bewildered, asking, "Can't you see it?" Apparently what she could see was a bath not only full of blood, but with two young girls seemingly bathing happily in that scene. The Hawthorne Hotel stands proud in the centre of Salem, elegant, historic, and by all accounts, perfectly situated and perfectly normal. But these stories, these myths, these legends, or these truths, whispered from one witness to another, from one townsperson to another, from one villager to another, paint a very different picture. A vengeful witch, a grieving, possibly murderous bride, and a child seemingly lost between worlds. Now, whether you believe in these tales or not, one thing is certain. Everyone who stayed at the Hawthorne has left with a story they can't explain and will never forget. So if by chance you're lucky enough to stay in this elegant, magnificent building, do be very careful, because something else is already waiting in your room. And it's not room service, but it certainly is something of a dark realm. As ever, thank you for joining me on this dark realm. I appreciate this one is a touch shorter. However, we're just getting back into the swing of using video again for the first time in maybe 7 or 8 months, so bear with me. Our next one will be back to its normal length. I'll be more at home with the software I'm now using, and everything will be back to its normal running self. But in the meantime, until next time we step foot into a dark realm, in fact, next week, to give you a bit of a teaser, is the first episode of Dark Realms, as we mentioned last season, and the start of this season, I believe, where we will be taking a look at a mythical or historical paranormal creature or entity. So, press subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already to make sure you're first to see what that thing is. And if you haven't subscribed on your podcaster of choice, that's one very simple way to support the show. It's easy to listen to the show and to follow the show, but by hitting subscribe, it really helps us grow. And of course, any nice comments you want to put on there, anywhere, be that Apple or Spotify, please do so. Because as a podcast fan myself, one thing I'm guilty of is really liking a show and not leaving a nice review. And we all know the people who dislike a show will be the first ones to go on and give it a bad rating. So if you do enjoy the show and you're unable to support the show through Patreon or any other method, do not worry about that. Subscribe, leave a nice review, or maybe even just tell a friend about the show. So stay safe, take care. And I'll speak to you all next week from this purple corner of the studio for another Dark Realm. Until then, goodbye.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. from lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.